Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Recruitment Show. My name is Mick Donaghy. Today we're going to talk about setting 10-day goals. So this is something that I'm trying new. I'm doing for a first time. Essentially, it's used as a bit of a reset. One of the sort of inspirational leaders that I listen to quite often and listen to his podcast quite often is an Irish guy by the name of Brian Buffini. Brian Buffini is a highly successful realtor coach. He has built up a massive empire in the United States. I think it's worth over sort of $250 million. This guy who moved from Dublin to the United States with, I think, something like $92 in his pocket, and has turned that sort of small pocket of money into an absolute fortune. He talks about setting goals, and one of his resetting sessions, he mentions setting 10-day goals. So trying this for a first time today. So have essentially the year started off. It's been a great start to the year, but over the last sort of week or so, I find myself sort of drifting. And when I drift, you know, I start to get, my head starts to go. So essentially, with this, I'm using this as a bit of a reset. This is split up into five sections. You put the today's date on it. So today, it's the 7th of March. And I also put in the date that I will accomplish all my goals by. So that will be the 16th of March that I will accomplish my goals. And the five little sections that it's split up into are spiritual, family, business, financial, and personal. Now, I'm not a massively spiritual person. I'm not a religious person as per se. But over the last, I would say, month, I've been trying meditation. So I sort of have been deep diving into the psyche and routines and processes of, you know, some of the highest performers within the world. You know, that's everyone from sports people through to business people, entrepreneurs, and a lot of them actually try meditation or implement meditation into their routines on a daily basis. So anyone who knows me knows that I'm a pretty energetic and active person. And, you know, I like to be doing things the majority of the day. So sitting still for 10 minutes is quite a challenge. So what I've been doing is, in the morning, I've been journaling every day. So writing down what I'm grateful for, what I hope to achieve for the day, and what I hope to achieve for the week. I do that every single day, and I also try and meditate for 5 minutes. So because I struggle, to keep my thoughts in the one place, I listen to a song. So it's like I listen to my favorite song. My favorite song at this moment in time is the opening credits of Planet Earth 2. And that's by Hans Zimmer. So I believe it's called Planet Earth 2 Intro. But it's just a sensational song. If you haven't heard it before, just go and try it out. It's something that gives me goosebumps every single day. So that's on terms of this 10-day goal, my spiritual goal is to meditate for 5 minutes every single day. Now that's within... previously I was doing it only on weekdays, so I'm going to try and do this every single day. Get up a little bit earlier and meditate for 5 minutes. So that's my spiritual goal. Second is family. So obviously I live in New Zealand, my family lives in Ireland, so it can be quite difficult to keep in touch, especially I'm 13 hours ahead of my family in Ireland and the UK, and it does get a little bit difficult to reach out every single day or every week. But within this 10-day goal, I'm making a commitment to call my nephew on his birthday. I'm also going to send him a card in the post, and I'm going to reach out to a few of my other family members as well, just to say what's up, see what the crack is, see how everybody's doing, and, you know, just to catch up with everyone, because I think it's important to keep in contact with family and keep that sort of consistent. And when I don't do it, I feel guilty. So this is you know, it's a really good way of keeping myself on track and making sure that I do that and time that and put that into place. So the third thing is business. So these are my business goals within the next 10 days. So first of all, my goal is to place 3 roles with one particular client before the month is out. So obviously today's the 7th, so we have essentially 3 weeks to fill those roles, and obviously that this is the end of the new financial or the financial year. So you know, it's important to finish the year off on strong numbers. Believe I'm currently sitting second in the team at the minute. And it's pretty tight at the top, so I'm gonna push it through and see if I can possibly manage to come in first place. It will be a struggle, but it's a go, and I certainly want to hit those numbers. Second of all, in my business section, I'm gonna book in 5 guests for my podcast, and I'm gonna keep myself accountable for that. So I have been a little bit scattered in my approach into sort of booking guests and planning my podcasts out, but this is going to keep myself on track. I've got 1 big guest booked in, but I want to get another 5 booked in, as I think it's important to mix it up and keep everyone and keep the sort of podcast a little bit fun and flexible, and just not me rambling on all the time. So my other goal on that is book 5 guests in for the podcast, and that will be done by the 16th of March. Also holding a recruitment meetup event on the 15th of March. So that this will be the second meetup. I believe last time there was around sort of 10 of us there. This time I'm hoping to have around sort of between 15 to 20 people, and instead of making it a drink and alcohol fueled event, I'm going to try and do something a little bit more fun, potentially bowling or golf or whatever it may be, just to, you know, break the ice and do something different that's not alcohol fueled. On that as well, I'm also going to send out 500 messages on LinkedIn to get people to listen to my podcast and to get people to engage a little bit more. So I'm hoping to build my numbers up on the podcast side of things. And that is actually it on the business side. Then moving on to number 4, which is the financial. So there's a few things I just want to clear off. I want to clear off my credit card debt. Now, I don't have a massive amount of credit card debt. I usually do pay it off every month, but this month it's been stacking up a little bit more than usual, having been over to Australia a couple of times and doing bits and pieces with clients. So I'm going to get that paid off. And I also need to sort out my Irish financials as well. So I've got a vehicle back home, and I've got a few other things that I need to sort out, and it's one of those things that I never ever do, just because I forget about it. It's not on the top of my agenda, but it's something that I just need to get sorted. So I'm putting that on my list, get my Irish financial life sorted out. So that's my second one with my financial and completing that little section. I'm moving on to my personal goals within the next 10 days. Hoping I'm working a lot on my personal brand at the moment, and I'm trying to build my growth up a lot in multiple areas. I'm usually sort of focused quite a lot on LinkedIn, but I've recently sort of dipped my toes into Instagram for the second time. First time I got hacked and my Instagram got deleted, and I had around about 2,000 people on my 2,000 followers on my Instagram. So I've got a few hundred at the moment, and I'm hoping to grow that by 500 people within the next 10 days. Now that's 50 people a day, so that is quite a lot. However, you've got to, you know, do what Grant Cardone does and go for X 10 times, you know. I'm going out there and I'm putting my neck out on the line to say that's what my goal is over the next 10 days with regards to that. I also want to lose 10 kilograms, or not 10 kilograms, Jesus, I'll be on a hunger strike. Lose 2 kilograms over the next 10 days, which I think is achievable. I'm not too sure what the personal trainers out there would say, but my goal is to lose 2. If I lose 1, you know, I'll be relatively happy, but my goal is to lose 2. That'll keep me on track as well, with regards to my health and what I'm eating, and you know, hitting the gym every day. If I don't hit the gym every day, it's like not having a goal. It just, my mind wanders. So this is part of the whole process. So want to lose 2 kilograms. Currently I'm weighing around 95.5, so by the time I check in 10 days, everyone, I shall be 93.5, and I'll keep myself accountable by taking a photo. Also want to try something totally new, totally different, something a little bit weird and wonderful. I had a conversation with my personal trainer about doing a judo class, so potentially going to put my neck out and skunder myself a little bit and try something different, like hip thrusting men over my shoulder and doing a little bit of judo. But I think it'll be pretty fun and interesting, keeping exciting if I try something completely new. And the fourth thing on my fifth section, my personal section, is to take my girlfriend out on a date. I haven't taken her out in a little while. It's our 2-year anniversary, and yeah, gotta keep the wife happy. Happy wife, happy life. So yeah, once you've got your spousal approval, life goes well. So these are my 5 personal targets over the next 10 days. Now, there is quite a bit to that, but I believe if I give myself a lot to go for, then my mind expands and I push myself a little bit more. If my goals are relatively achievable, I'm not even bothered to do them, you know, and it becomes too easy and I'm not motivated for them. So these are all a little bit of a push. They're a 10-day goal because it's immediate action and I want to achieve things immediately, and that's just how my mind operates. I am a big picture thinker, but you know, working on 30-year plans, you know, does bore me a little bit, and I want to see results immediately. So these little actions and these little tweaks to my days, and you know, putting this out into the, you know, out there as well for people to hear and people to listen to, keeps me accountable. I'll take a picture of this as well and upload it to my Instagram, and you can all see my actual goals. If anybody wants to look at this little goal sheet, feel free to reach out and I'll send it through to them. The 5 goals are spiritual, family, business, financial and personal. And I believe that we can all benefit majorly if we look at all those different areas of our lives. So by the 16th of March, I will have achieved exactly what I've just mentioned, and I will reach out to you then to let you know how I get on. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. My name is Mick Donaghy and I'll catch you next time. Oh, and just before you go, I would like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes of all time from the inspirational Martin Luther King Jr. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Recruitment Show.